Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexity of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guest and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. I'm expecting my guest to come shortly, but there may be some technical problems, so if there are, we will reschedule this show, but I'm going to stay on for a few minutes to see if he's able to get through. I want to just remind people that our healing weekend is going to be in 3 weekends from now. I'm so excited. In Irvine, California, I'm going to be uniting with some wonderful women who have been there before and meeting some of my new members that have been with me for the last year or so, and it's going to be a very exciting time. We have wonderful guest speakers coming to help along the healing process, and we still have room for 2 more we can squeeze in if you need to be there. So just contact me at bonk@aol.com. That's bonk@aol.com. Right now, so I'm waiting for my guest. If he doesn't make it in the next minute, I will revamp the show and have him on at a later time. For those of you who may not be aware, my shows will be ending at the end of April. That will be the end of 7 years, going on 8 years. And I'm moving in different directions, so I'll be leaving this forum and moving on to a new chapter of my life. I'm involved in overseeing college programs at the center where I have my high school education program. And it's just going to be taking up a lot of my time, so I don't have the time anymore that I've had over the years. It's just getting worse, and I'm getting older. So that will be, like I say, my new venture. I will always be available to any straight wife going through this, but for all in intents and purposes, mostly I will be in a semi-retirement mode. So I'll always have my shows that are available. You can always listen to the back episodes and find inspiration there. I've had wonderful guests over the years. People have been willing to share their expertise and their knowledge. That's what I was hoping tonight for my guest, Bill Morton, but who's a wonderful therapist and has been on our show several times before. And he's really done a wonderful job in bringing awareness to couples on what they should expect out of marriage. And I think that's really what the problem is. We have these expectations and we settle for so little that when we go through these marriages, and I'm going to be speaking about that in my shows coming ahead as I'm ending my radio shows, what people need to be aware of and what they need to be doing to put their life on track. I'll just say this to you, that I wrote an article a number of years ago. I guess it was maybe 12, 13 years ago, even longer maybe. I was going to the hospital at the time, and I didn't know how I would survive it. If I would survive it, I was having serious surgery. And so I wanted to leave my readers with a message, and I'll talk a little bit about that message now as we're waiting to see if Bill's able to get here. But I'm going to read that message to you because I feel it's really important, the points that I brought out at that time. And this is an article that was called 10 Lessons That I've Learned. It says, these are the 10 most important lessons I've learned about being in or out of a straight gay marriage. And by the way, I never dignify them by calling them something chic like mixed orientation marriages. To me, mixed orientation means Jewish, Catholic, or white or black, where people know way up front before marriage what the obstacles are. Straight gay marriages are more like Alice in Wonderland marriages, distorted through the looking glass at best. Never feel the need to have to apologize for these marriages by cleaning up the way they sound, because it's hard on the ear. If anything, call them what I call them, mismarriages, meaning a mistaken marriage. Here are some of my lessons learned. So this was the first lesson. Some of you have been languishing in destructive marriages for years. You are throwing away valuable years of your life that can never be regained. Once they are gone, they are gone. Some of you feel compelled to stay in these marriages because you have no proof that your husband is gay. You know you're unhappy. That's enough of a reason to leave the marriage. You don't have to prove that a husband is gay to get a divorce. Just suffering in a marriage with someone who lacks passion, compassion, intimacy, and respect is grounds for a divorce. When women who are married to straight men decide they want a divorce, they don't have to spend years figuring out how to justify it. Why do you? Lesson number two. Stop spending your life being a detective. There is nothing more debilitating than to spend your valuable time investigating your husband. I did it for several years, checking his pockets, his notes, his papers, listening to his phone calls from the other side of a wall with a glass. You name it, I tried it. Why did I keep obsessing over this? I needed to know that my suspicions were more than my imagination. So when I thought I had concrete proof and I confronted him, he went into a rage telling me that I was crazy. And guess what? I was relieved because I wanted to believe. And please don't tell me that I was stupid, because I know the majority of you out there want to believe just as much as I do that this nightmare is anything but what it is. You don't have to confront your husband. You just have to know the truth for yourself. That should be enough. And when you do know the truth, you don't have to set... Then you need to set yourself free, because living with a gay man could never fulfill your expectations and want to get you what you want out of life. Never. Lesson three. Although it takes two to make a marriage, when you're married to a gay man, it only takes one to make it fall apart, namely him. Any other natural failures of straight marriages are not applicable here, because your life is a distortion when your husband is gay. Whatever he objects to is through the eyes of a gay man. When he gets angry with you, it's because he is frustrated being in a marriage with a straight woman and will look to find fault with you rather than to face up to his responsibility of being honest. This is not to say you are perfect, but it wouldn't matter if you were. He would still find fault with you because you are a woman, and a lot of you are almost perfect. That's because the unhappier he is, the more you try to make him happy, internalizing and personalizing that his unhappiness is your fault. Untrue. He can't be totally happy or fulfilled living with a woman, no matter who the woman is. Accept it. It's his failure, not yours. And this is not to say that he is a failure as a person. He is just a failure as a husband to a straight woman. He can be a great guy, but he belongs being your friend, not your mate. Lesson 4, love hurts. Loving a gay man really hurts. Even losing a gay husband in many cases hurts. This is why it's so difficult for us to recover from these marriages. Sometimes we have wonderful men who are our best friends. Then one day, out of nowhere, a new man appears who is a stranger to us. The man we thought we were tied to for life now tells us that he can't go on being untrue to himself. He tells that as much as pain as it causes him, he has to tell you that he's gay. By the way, the ones who tell you are really the wonderful ones, although it's hard to believe that when you're hearing the truth. It's the ones that refuse to tell you and accuse you of being crazy that are contemptible. It's going to take time to get past the pain of this. You need to give yourself the time you need to go through all the stages of mourning, just like you need to mourn for someone who died. This is the death of a marriage, and in many cases, it's an ugly death. Lesson 5, you are not stupid. You start berating yourself up over your stupidity and not recognizing that your husband is gay. You start looking back and examining all of your moments in the marriage, wondering how could this have happened? How is it that the person who was supposed to love you and cherish you forever was leading a life or thinking about leading a life that was totally foreign to you? You trace and retrack your years together. You look for the clues or signs that something was wrong, but you keep missing the clues. This is because you were fooled by someone who was the most likely fooling himself. And when he stopped fooling himself, he kept fooling you because he was scared. He was scared that you would know the truth and you wouldn't want him anymore. These guys can be great deceivers, and we of good hearts want to believe in the love we have for our men. Lesson 6. Some women find it so hard to say that they knew something about their husbands prior to the marriage, lest they be accused of knowing they were marrying a gay man. Untrue. I say we don't understand homosexuality. We don't understand how someone who was supposed to be going with someone of the same sex is now marrying someone of the opposite sex. We believe even if they did try, they didn't like it because they were not gay. Even if your husband hinted that he was attracted to men, he has now outgrown those feelings because he loves you. After all, sexuality can be confusing, so maybe he was just confused. But now he knows what he wants, and there's nothing to worry about. Stop kicking yourself for being blindsided by this. There is no way that we can understand such a complex situation while our husbands can't understand it. When I was 25 years old, I reunited with a high school boyfriend after 7 years. He had become a doctor and had nurses galore dating him. When we found each other again in a different place and space, he revealed to me that he had tried a relationship with 2 men on 2 different occasions. He actually lived with these guys for a period of months. He then told me that he also lived with 2 women for a period of time. He realized that he was not gay from those 2 experiences with men. Women were his thing, and I believed him. He dated me, made love to me, and wanted to move in with me. Although I knew that something was missing, I didn't think it was the issue of sexuality. I thought it was because he was a Cancer. Hey, astrology was big back then. People believed in the zodiac signs. I thought that his July birthday accounted for his sometimes aloof reactions to me and to us. It wasn't for another 8 years that this man came to terms with his sexuality and found his man mate. Ironically, I left this guy for my future gay husband. Like, how stupid was I, you want to know? I don't think I was stupid. I think I was uninformed. I had sex with both of these men. Maybe they weren't the best, but they were adequate. And in your 20s, adequate sex is good enough. It takes us time to realize that love is so much more than sex. You find these good-looking, sensitive, conversational men who want to spend their lives with you. Gay? We may think there are issues, but gay isn't one of them. Even before I married my gay husband, someone came to me with his suspicions that my soon-to-be hubby was bisexual. I felt a sick knot in my stomach, much like the same knot that occurred years later when my suspicions started to kick in for real. When I told him about my friend's accusation, he took the table we were dining at and threw it over, yelling, "How dare you accuse me of that?" I was so relieved. Hallelujah. My heart told me to proceed without caution because I had the confirmation I needed. Was I stupid? I think not. I was just uninformed. Some people may think that it's not normal to find yourself involved in two relationships with gay men. Well, I've been involved with dozens of relationships over the years with straight men. It was not something I was seeking out. It was just by chance that it happened. Chance and ignorance. Lesson 7. Some of us in our desperation to hang on to something that we should let go will look to make a million excuses of why we need to stay. One of the common reasons I hear is the children. People want to believe that the children need two parents living under the same roof, no matter how miserable they are or how that roof is always caving in. Wrong. One important lesson I've learned from my own life experience is that children will not be happy unless you are happy. My mother stayed with my father far too many years. They would both fight and inevitably fight about the children. They made it feel as if I were to blame for their misery. Children know when their parents are unhappy, and they do personalize it. Trust me on this one. If you or your gay husband is unhappy, your children will know and most likely internalize the blame. Now, the other problem with staying with this type of marriage is the role modeling. Children copy their parents. If they see you staying in a loveless marriage, chances are they will think this is the norm for marriage, which is very sad. Certainly, you don't want your children to be condemned to a life of unhappiness when they get married, but we often repeat the mistakes of our parents. I marvel at how many women who have had abusive fathers marry the same type of man. So if you are staying in your marriage and think you need to do this for the security of your children, stop. Lesson 8, waiting for your husband to confess can take a lifetime. Too many of you are hanging in there waiting for a confession to something that will be the decisive factor in your decision to leave. All you have to do is catch him, right? Then you'll get him to confess. Well, let's forget this one. Some of them will never get caught, and many of them will never confess, ever. Some gay husbands are in deep denial. If they can't even admit it to themselves, why do you think they're going to confess it to you? When you catch them, they come up with the world's best stories on how the porn got on the computer, how the condoms got into their briefcases, how they contracted a sexually transmitted disease, which they usually claim to be your fault, or how your imagination is running away with you. It's just not happening, so stop looking for it. If you are questioning your husband's sexuality, you have a reason. Whether it's a hint, an instinct, proof positive, go with it. Women don't suspect their straight husbands of being gay. Trust me on that one. This goes back to a few of the previously mentioned lessons. If you're unhappy in your marriage, no matter what the reason is, get out. Lesson 9, breaking up is hard to do, even under the worst of circumstances. There is no easy way to leave a marriage. Most women need a readjustment period to filter the information through their heads totally. There's a lot of second guessing during this time, as well as questioning your sanity or stupidity. How couldn't I have seen this coming? How come everyone suspected this before me? And other people start questioning it too. What did I do to make him gay? He wasn't gay when he married. What did you do to make him gay? He wasn't gay when he married you, was he? Men just don't turn gay. He must have screwed up somewhere. On top of all the hurt we're going through, we have to deal with other people's ignorance and stupidity. We which compounds our own feelings of inadequacy. And you know what? Not every straight wife finds me in her early days of confusion, or even for that matter ever. They sit and suffer because they're unable to find help or a voice of sanity to tell them that they are not at fault. That's the saddest part of all. Lack of support keeps women in a long state of depression and confusion. And now for less, wives of gay men also have to contend with so many issues that wives of straight men don't face. This makes things more complicated and uncomfortable. You see, I contend that women who have straight husbands don't have the set of problems we have. Most women who are wonderful wives like we are, with wonderful marriages to straight men, don't have husbands who are sneaking and cheating on them because their husbands are happy. We, on the other hand, are the best of wives, but we are made to feel like we are worthless. How do great wives feel when their husbands start abandoning them emotionally, physically, and sexually for no apparent reason at all? What does it feel like to think you have to beg for sex from a man who's supposed to be your soulmate in life? How do you think it feels when you have to uncover his little secret only to find that all of those times he was saying no to you, he was saying yes to a host of men that he met for casual sex that was so casual that he never even necessarily saw their faces or knew their names, while he was making you feel as if you were sexually abnormal for wanting to share intimacy with him? You feel dirty because he makes you feel that way. You are not good enough for him to make love to. That is the message to you. As women who have been emotionally abused this way, we have to start rebuilding the long stripping of our sense of self-worth, self, and sexual esteem. We now have to worry about what to tell our children and if they will hate us for breaking up their family. We end up protecting our ex-husbands in so many cases, keeping their secret while they are out there living it. You see, it's okay for them to do it, but they'll tell you it's none of your business to discuss it. After all, you're only the wife, right? You can be in what you think is the beginning or the middle of your marriage, and suddenly your husband announces that, "I am what I am," and his own special creation is your worst nightmare. You have two or three children and limited resources as a single parent. This gay husband who comes to terms with his sexuality, unlike the straight gay kind of husband that stays forever to torture you, is now walking out on you to begin his life as a gay man. All your dreams are up in smoke, so to speak, and you're left to pick up the pieces. It's not unusual in those early years of gaydom for husbands to be scarce when needed. They are off in their new life and very, very busy. It seems like he's forgotten you, the children, the house, and the money it takes to run a family. He does seem to have money for his new life and lovers, and there seems to be no balance. You pay, he plays, and you're also exhausted. Yuck. It can only be one of those situations. It can be any one of those situations mentioned above, but the end result is the same: misery. And that's why some women who are so peeled down mentally to start with never can reach the finish line to proclaim themselves the winner. It's hard to run a race if you're wearing yourself out, doggy paddling, just to keep yourself from drowning. That's why I never judge how long it takes someone to leave. As long as she knows that she's going to leave someday, mental freedom is 3/4 of the battle. Lesson 10, beauty. Let's see. It's in the eyes of the beholder, namely you. Self-esteem has to be rebuilt before you can truly love yourself and realize how beautiful you are. I have seen the most physically beautiful of women learn to believe that they are ugly and undesirable. When they look in the mirror, it's like an anorexic reflection showing fat when the person is skinny. When you don't feel good about yourself, you don't see yourself objectively anymore. You feel ugly inside, so you see your reflection as ugly outside. It's such a shame and makes me so angry. The self-damage that has been done has to be worked on before you can pursue any kind of new relationship, because you leave yourself open for other unsavory men to find and grab you. They aren't gay, but they are losers. They are controlling, angry, abusive, and in other cases, useless. These guys see a sucker coming and they lunge after you. They know you are ripe for the picking. give you a few I love yous or you're beautiful and you belong to them, few questions asked. If they have sex with you, you feel redeemed from the marriage to your gay husband, and so you settle for the wrong relationship because it seems less wrong than the last one. Ugh, more bad years wasted again. The song The Greatest Love of All has the right line in it. Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. If you can't love yourself in a generous, healthy way, then you'll never be happy in any future relationship. And those were the 10 lessons that now that I'm reading them back, and like I say, this is from a long time ago. This is from 2005. That's a lot of years ago, but I'll tell you the truth. I really like this. I think it's still very relevant, and I think that the words will never change. The lessons are the same. And that you can't keep blaming yourself. You can't keep staying in a destructive relationship. You have to look straight ahead. If there's any lesson I want to impart with you, and that is the lesson that you can be happy. You don't have to remain stuck in a bad marriage. Now, in the next few weeks with the speakers that I have, we're going to talk about different methods and ways that you can try to turn around some of that unhappiness to move on in your life. But for tonight, I'm going to say goodnight. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you keep playing these lessons over and over again in your head. And know that if you need me, you can always write to me at bonkaye@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. I want to wish all of you a wonderful week and love to all of you. Take care and good night.